On today's edition of the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Podcast, I'll brag a little bit more about my vacation. Oh, it was so nice, but glad to be back. We'll also talk a little bit about the Congressional Black Caucus. They have released a name who they recommend for Homeland Security Secretary. The name may make you laugh. It may scare you a little bit. It may do a little bit of both. It's a scary and hilarious name, and I don't even think President Obama takes this person seriously. Okay, maybe he does. Hopefully he doesn't take her too seriously, though. But I'll talk about that and also the economy a little bit. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Afternoon Update. You can listen to my show, the weekday show, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO, right here at KFYO.com. And wherever you are, I know we have I have a lot of listeners from outside the listening area. If you have an iPhone or an Android phone, go to the App Store or the Google Play Store. Download the Radio Pup app, and you can listen to me, listen to the show wherever you are. You can even, you know, plug it into your car stereo. You can listen and go down the road, and we always appreciate hearing from the folks, of course, in Lubbock, but outside of the Lubbock listening area as well. You can follow me on Twitter, at Chad HD Radio. That's at Chad HD Radio, and send me an email, chad@kfyo.com. Had a great time on vacation. Took a little bit of time, went to Dallas, visited family there, and then went down to the Austin area. Stayed in Austin for about a week, visiting friends, just having a great time, and then on to Fredericksburg, where I got to drink a lot of wine and have a lot of cigars. It was great. It was a great vacation. I am glad to be back, but throughout the week, what I'm going to be doing is also recommending some places, reviewing some places for you. So that way, if you're out and about, if you travel to Dallas or Austin or to Fredericksburg, and I know a lot of our listeners do go to those towns, then these are some places that I really recommend that you stop by, including one of my favorite places that I went to in Fredericksburg was Lincoln Street. Lincoln Street, it's a wine bar and a cigar bar, which is just absolutely awesome, combining two of my favorite things, wine and cigars. And they will open up any bottle of wine they have for a glass. It doesn't matter how much it costs. They will open up any bottle that they have in stock, and they will pour you a glass. I smoked quite a few cigars out there, which is always a fun time for me. Got to hear a very talented singer, that my wife and I heard out there. And she's only 17 years old. Great voice, though. And she speaks like three or four different languages. She sang in English most of the time, but she also had some songs in Spanish, in French, and I was told by her mother that she actually sings in Italian as well. I mean, she's just a very talented, a great singer. If you follow me on Twitter or on Facebook, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, then I'll be posting some videos a little bit later on for you to check out and just hear one of the amazing talents. We have so many talented singers throughout the state of Texas. I love hearing live music, love hearing local music. And this girl, she travels around the state. She travels to other countries. I mean, she's going to make it big one day. And once you hear her voice, I'm pretty sure you'll be impressed as well. But that's in Fredericksburg, Lincoln Street. If you're ever down in Fredericksburg, or if you're in the Fredericksburg area now, you go to Fredericksburg right off of Main Street on Lincoln Street. It's down just a little bit. You'll see it. You can't miss it. Lincoln Street, great little wine bar and cigar bar as well. All right, the Congressional Black Caucus, they have released their recommendation for Homeland Security Secretary. Okay, you ready? Are you sitting down for this? Sheila Jackson Lee of Houston. That's right, the Congressional Black Caucus has recommended that Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, that crazy representative, crazy Sheila Jackson Lee of Houston for the post of Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Yeah, this is not a joke. One avid blogger said it, yes, this is not a joke for reasons that baffle any sense of reality. It's a serious gesture on the part of the Congressional Black Caucus to encourage President Obama to nominate Representative Jackson Lee as a replacement for the outgoing Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. Yeah, this is real. The Congressional Black Caucus. This is, okay, again, this is why no one takes the Congressional Black Caucus seriously, or at least nobody should take her seriously. Sheila Jackson Lee, and I'm trying to be respectful here, okay? I'm trying to be very respectful. She's a crazy woman. Why would you want to put her in charge of anything dealing with Homeland Security? I don't even want her in Congress. I don't want her near anything making laws. I mean, she is nuts. She's crazy. And the Congressional Black Caucus thinks that she would make a great Department of Homeland Security Secretary. This is why people just need to stop paying attention to the Congressional Black Caucus. They're nuts. They're crazy. And this just shows how crazy they are. Sheila Jackson Lee for Department of Homeland Security Secretary. She needs to be far away from government. Like as far away as you can get. No one should trust Sheila Jackson Lee. She's crazy. And she would do horrible things for this country. I would hope that President Obama, and maybe I'm giving him too much credit here, but I would hope that President Obama would have too much sense to even entertain this idea. I'm hoping so. Like, I'm hoping President Obama, in the back of his mind, thinks, I don't even take this woman seriously. How can I even look at this letter that they sent to me from the Congressional Black Caucus and even entertain a thought? How can I do that? But again, maybe I'm making or I'm giving President Obama a little too much credit. All right, stories from the AP dealing with the economy. Stories that we'll get into very heavily tomorrow on the Chad Hastie Show. Signs of declining economic security. This is from the AP. 4 out of 5 U.S. adults. Get this. 4 out of 5. U.S. adults struggle with joblessness, near poverty, or reliance on welfare for at least parts of their lives, a sign of deteriorating economic security and the American dream. Very sad story here from the AP. And another story as well dealing with this, or later on in the story, it's just bad. It shows that the economic insecurity is gaining. The gauge that defines economic security as experiencing unemployment at some point in their working lives or a year or more of reliance on government aid such as food stamps or income below 150% of the poverty line measured across all races, the risk of economic insecurity rises to 79%. Marriage rates are in decline across all races, and the number of white mother-headed households living in poverty has risen to the level of black ones. Quote, it's time that America comes to understand many of the nation's biggest disparities, from education and life expectancy to poverty, are increasingly due to economic class position, said William Julius Wilson, Harvard professor who specializes in race and poverty. He noted that despite economic concern and difficulties, minorities have more optimism about the future after Obama's election, while struggling whites do not. Quote, there is a real possibility that white alienation will increase if steps are not taken to highlight to it and address the inequality on a broad front. So very sad news there dealing with the economy. Also today on the show, I talked about voter ID and just how asinine it is for Democrats to be against it. This was a topic I was not able to address last week because I was on vacation. So I addressed it today, and it just continues to baffle me how Democrats can go out there with a straight face and say that voter ID somehow is racist, or that it goes against some and discriminates against others. It doesn't. Everyone has to show an ID, just about for everything these days, but everyone has to show an ID when they go and vote. That's the voter ID law. It's not written into the law that only white people don't have to show ID. That only blacks and Hispanics, the poor, the elderly, the sad, the weak, the morbidly obese. No, it doesn't single out anybody in the bill. Everyone has to show an ID. What is the problem with that? I went back and did some research looking at different polling that's out there, and the majority of Americans are just fine showing an ID to vote. In fact, majority of Americans say absolutely they favor voter ID. In fact, in the state of Texas, majority of Texans overwhelmingly support voter ID. The Texas Tribune back in February did a great story. They showed that in 2011, 68% of black respondents approved of voter ID. But during the election, when the Democrats went out and said that, oh, the evil white Republicans want to stop blacks from voting, that they made this a national issue, voter ID was a national issue, that number dropped to 33%. Now, because it was a national issue, and the Hispanics weren't talked about, only blacks were talked about. This was a national issue, so only blacks were talked about by the media and by Democrats. Well, Hispanic voters, by the mark of 75%, approved of voter ID. 80% of whites approved of voter ID. But the black population, because they were targeted by the Democrats and said, you will not be able to vote, the evil white Republicans will not allow you to vote, they were against it. They were very much against it. But beforehand, a year prior, they were for it by a wide margin, 68%. Folks, if you're a rational, free-thinking, just rational person, and you look at voter ID, it makes common sense. It's very much common sense. Show an ID to vote. It's not a big deal. Voter ID will be free in Texas. If you don't have an ID, you can go and get one for free. And by the way, if you think it's too much of a pain to get off your ass and go to the DPS and get a voter ID, don't vote. It's as easy as that. It's up to you, really. Want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Podcast. You can find me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Also on Facebook, you can send me an email, chad@kfyo.com. Remember to tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO. Online right here at kfyo.com and via the Radio Pup app. Just download the Radio Pup app from the App Store or the Google Play Store for your Android phones. I'm Chad Hasty. Have a great day. Talk to you again tomorrow.